This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Ashley.
And we are excited to be with you this week. We have a great show prepared for you. Ashley and I have a lot to catch up on. I've actually missed Ashley a lot. I haven't talked to her in, it seems like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. Ashley, how you doing?
It has felt so long. It's only been 7 days since we sat here together, actually in studio. And I've been great. It's been a pretty relaxing week for me, actually. I haven't had one of those for a while.
I haven't seen you since I was, and we can't go into details, but, you know, I guess we talked the day after Lip Sync Battle.
Yeah.
And that was the last moment I've been able to lay eyes on you. And at that time, I still had makeup on my face from the night before. So this, I promise today my makeup is a little less than last time.
Well, tweet me, guys, at Ashley Iko to tell me what you think about guy liner, because I think Ben rocked it. And back in the late 2000s, when it used to be a more common thing, I was so into it. I think it's so sexy.
I mean, I want to admit something to you, and I didn't know if I'd do this or not. I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. Did you look at yourself in the mirror and was like, yeah, I did.
I don't know if you noticed, but the next day when I came into studio and everybody's like, oh, here's some stuff to help you get it off. And I was a little hesitant. I was like, oh, it's not working. No, it's, you know, it burns my eyes. I didn't want to take it off. And I knew I had an excuse to have it on. I don't know. I mean, why doesn't it become a thing again? And then Nick posted a picture of Wells, Nick, and I at Lip Sync Battle right after I got off stage. And I read through the comments, and they're hilarious. I mean, everybody's super confused and hating on me for having guy liner on. And there's a lot of things when it comes to social media that kind of offend me and make my like skin crawl and make me super upset. This one, I was oddly confident in. So I don't know. I just had to admit that to you and everybody listening.
Well, I'm glad that you do feel confident in makeup because you look great in it. And is that illegal, like, quote, illegal of Nick to post? Because I want to post the picture of you with guy liner on.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, Lip Sync Battle was a blast, right? It was a great show. I had it one of the best experiences I've ever had. I think as long as we don't give away the details, I think showing the kind of behind the scenes of it would be great. I mean, I hope everybody watches it because it was a really good time. I think Rachel and myself really went all out. And so as long as nothing's spoiled and just a picture shared, why not? We can apologize later.
Well, you know what picture I will be using now to promote this week's podcast.
What's that?
One of you, like, in rock star attire.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll be excited to see it. You know, it's been a good week for me, Ashley. I just launched, we talked about it last week, I just launched Generous Coffee Company.
Yeah.
I was actually in Warsaw, Indiana with myself and the two other founders this weekend, kind of preparing for our launch. And obviously the stuff that happened in Vegas put a huge, I guess, constraint on our loss. We didn't on our launch. We didn't want to be inappropriate. We also wanted to respect the victims and the scenario at hand. And so now, Generous Coffee Company is not only giving profits to people in Honduras for jobs, but we're also going to split the profits up between for the victims in Las Vegas as well. So it's a big week for me. I've been working on Generous for a long time, but I also want to share my small town of Warsaw, Indiana, where I grew up. We did a fundraiser this weekend for Humanity and Hope and raised $38,000 for this organization. So
that's amazing.
I am riding high right now. I'm pretty jacked, and Indiana came out once again in support of something great.
Ben, you're killing it. I need to order my Generous coffee and put some pumpkin creamer in it. And I think you do need to do that too.
Wish you wouldn't have told me that you haven't ordered it yet. That hurts a little bit.
No, I know. I'm ordering it right now as we speak.
Well, Ashley, you can go to generousmovement.com and buy your coffee today.
Oh, look at that. You just made a great transition. speaking of transitions, we should probably talk about Peter joining the Winter Games. He is the first one that's been officially announced, of course, per usual. Mike Fleiss has been tweeting up the wazoo this week, teasing about more contestant releases or announcements, but he has yet to do so. It's been like a week where it's like, Peter's it. Now I'm going to tell you who else is in it. And now I'm going to tell you who else is in it and hasn't dropped any names.
So do either of you know any more that we can share with people listening? Like, what is it?
Oh, Ben? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, no, definitely. I can definitely share. I do have a question before I share the details of the show. Ashley, is there any chance that your name will be announced for Winter Games?
Oh, I have no idea.
So there's a chance.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a chance.
Is there a chance that your name would be dropped?
Oh, there's a chance.
Oh, wow.
There's a chance.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Okay, so this is what I know about Winter Games so far. I think it's going to be a great show. I think it's going to be exciting and fun. I think it's going to be a little more less intense than Paradise and The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, but also have this really good a feel to it. So what I'm saying is Bachelor franchise from all over the world, right? There's a Bachelor Australia. There's a Bachelor Canada. There's a Bachelor Asia. Like there's bachelors all over the globe. They're going to all come into one location and compete against each other in an Olympic type event. Now, the details of the dating portion or if people are going to be introduced to each other from different parts of the world, I don't know that side. But all I do know is that it won't just be people that we recognize from the United States Bachelor franchise. It will be people all over the world, which I think is so cool, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I Ashley, I hope you're on it. Because I would be excited. Well, we'll see.
Who would you guys like to kiss if you were on it?
I'm being the non-Ashley I, and I'm going to say I'm open to everyone.
That's insane. I have, you know, I've been kind of Googling a little bit, and I notice, and this might just be me, but the Australian Bachelor seems to have some people that are just incredibly attractive. Like, it is wild. So I'm kind of keep my eyes open. I don't even know if I'm going to be in on this show, but I'll be excited to kind of hear what happens. I would love, I mean, how cool of a story would it be if, like, Peter meets somebody from the Australian Bachelor and they fall in love and their story is a little bit bigger than we could have ever expected. I think that's cool.
Ben, if you did do it, do you feel ready to kiss someone?
Amy, that's a great question. Do I feel just kiss? Yeah. I mean, I think so. I mean, I would assume so. I guess for me, kissing carries weight, but if we're, you know, it's kind of like hand holding too. I mean, I don't know if it's a little bit more intimate, but I think I'm ready. Yeah. I mean, I feel pretty good. Like I'm in a pretty good spot. I'm cruising along. Life's good. I'm busy. The Almost Famous podcast is a great little thing for me. So, and I'm still working. So, I mean, I'm feeling pretty confident in life right now, and it might be the guy liner I wore last weekend, but I'm feeling pretty nice.
All right. I think Ben's been kissing girls. I think it's safe to say.
I don't think you can take that from what I just said at all. Nothing I just said goes back to I've been kissing girls. That just says, you know, Ashley, if the right thing came up, am I ready to move back into that world? I think so.
You've got your swag back.
What do you think? Do you think I got my swag back?
Yes. Oh, it's been so obvious. You're like doing the Higgy all over the place.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Well, so we got Winter Games coming up. That's going to be incredibly exciting. And I'm glad Peter was announced first. I mean, he obviously, we were hoping to see him as the next Bachelor.
I want to talk about how Peter's going to be a great American team leader. I just think he's like the face of the American team.
He's Captain America.
Yes.
He kind of is, isn't he? I mean, he kind of has everything going for him to be the face. And I mean, what a face it is. We noticed it in Vegas when we were with him a few weeks ago. The guy is just the, I mean, we were sitting having lunch one day and I was talking to him about his past career and he was talking about how he traveled over the world for his past career and how, you know, he'd meet all these great people. I was like, man, what did you do? You must have been, you know, an executive somewhere or something. He goes, no, I was a model. I was like, oh, that makes sense. that's completely true. People like me don't get the opportunity to travel the world because we look good. People like me travel the world because I pay for it.
Oh my gosh, Ben. Or you're doing very good things around the world with all your charity work.
I hope so. I hope so. No, that's been a blast for me. And it's going to keep going. And Bachelor Nation has been, you know, maybe I should do that right now. Let me give a shout out and a thank you to everybody out there listening to this podcast, because you have been very supportive of the things that Ashley and I really care about, including this podcast. And, you know, I knew a couple weeks ago we had a little rough go at it, and Ashley and I were a little down and out, and you did nothing but support and love on us and say, hey, we like what you're doing. Please keep doing it, which makes this a lot more fun, and it makes me walk into either studio or to an office every day or every week and call Ashley, excited to talk to her about all that's going on in Bachelor Nation. So thank you to the listeners. Share about our podcast. Tweet about our podcast. We need more listeners so we can keep doing this for a long, long time.
Yeah. I do want to talk about how interesting it's going to be that Peter in his, you know, Bachelor Winter Games led season will in a way be going up against Ari in his season, because we don't know the actual details whether or not the Bachelor will be airing during the actual NBC Winter Games. But the numbers should be like thought of as comparable. Like, will the Winter Games led by Peter get comparable ratings to Ari's Bachelor season? And then they'll be able to see if they made the right decision with the Bachelor.
I mean, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great point. And I wonder if that's why Peter's the first one announced, but that brings me to the conversation then about Ari, because I haven't heard much from Ari's filming so far. Usually we can get some hints and we get some spoilers. But not too many people are talking about it. And so, Ashley, I want to ask you, is that because they're keeping it very secret this year? Or do people just not care so far?
I feel like people don't feel like super connected to him currently. So they're not stalking his every move.
I can tell you, though, I know for a fact they are working extra hard to keep spoilers to a minimum and keep everything as top secret as possible.
That's awesome.
So they're working hard to make sure pictures don't leak, information doesn't leak, that everything is kept under wraps so that when we watch, we're all surprised instead of knowing everything.
Every season I say, this is going to be the season where I don't find out who the actual winner is beforehand. And maybe because I'm not connected to Aria at all, I will be able to be surprised like a regular fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And I hope people watch. I mean, I haven't heard many. I just don't know a lot about Ari, but I'm excited to see, you know, how it goes. This is the old format, kind of, you know, right? They bring in a random person who was talented and ready to find love, and we would watch them explore that and get to know them as the season goes on. So I kind of am excited to see his complete story play out during The Bachelor. But I still am biased, and I think everybody knows that. I really like Peter, and I kind of wish I could be watching him, just because I think he really does want to find somebody, and I think The Bachelorette was just not the right format for that, but I think The Bachelor could have been.
When Peter came out of the pool in Vegas, it was like Aquaman. Like, I don't know how to explain. It went slow motion. My vision got blurry. Like, it was literally like, I remember thinking, is he Aquaman?
I will say that I'm like very much a face girl. I'm not a huge body person. I'm not like, oh my God, his body. But seriously, oh my God, his body.
Yeah, I'm not, oh, he has a great body.
Hey, Ben, I have a question for you that I ask a lot of guy friends. When you first meet a girl, do you notice her face or her body first?
Her face, definitely.
Okay, yeah, duh.
Yeah, her eyes. I think it's the eyes I'm a big eyes person. I think that, like, the eyes can really draw you in. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, obviously, somebody that's in shape and you know, treats himself well is important to me. But it's not my first thing. It's really the eyes. And then people can get more or less attractive just by even the first couple words that they say.
100%.
So, I guess, Amy and Ashley, I want to ask you then to put you on the spot. When I walked out of the pool, how'd you feel?
I thought, well, hey, we want to give a big shout out
to Nick Vile.
He is recovering from that fever beautifully.
Well, the moment of silence made things awkward for me. I'm blushing. I'm red. That swagger that I said I had is now in question.
Your body fell in line between Wells and Peter.
All right, that's enough, Ashley.
You look great. I like your chest hair.
Oh,
I like your chest.
All right, Ashley. You're not making this any better. Here's the deal. Somebody that does have some swagger, who is in great shape, who we've just watched their journey of love on last year's Bachelor, we want to give them a big congratulations. That's Nick Vile. Nick Vile was just announced that he is acting on ABC's Speechless with Minnie Driver. That is a huge, huge win for Nick. I know this is something that he's desired to do. He was obviously a big friend of the podcast, and so we all want to at Almost Famous say congratulations, Nick, and we will be watching to see how that goes.
Let's try calling him. Why don't you guys do a commercial while we try calling him?
Okay, great. I do know that Nick filmed his episode last Monday, and it was cool for him because Minnie Driver was kind of geeking out over him because she's a big Bachelor fan. Who would have thought?
That's wild. I mean, how cool. I mean, I think for Nick, this is just maybe the start. He has been very patient, kind of pursuing this acting career. And we've all kind of made fun of him and laughed at him along the way. I know I have. I don't want to hide that. But ultimately, we want to see him succeed. And so if this is the start of him succeeding, I will congratulate him and celebrate that. And I hope we can get him on the line. If we can't, then I hope everybody out there listening will reach out to Nick via social media or however they can and say congratulations.
But you know, Ashley, what's going to get Nick really far in this career? It's his beautiful teeth.
Wow, Ashley, that was a winner. Keep going.
He may use Quip, a new toothbrush that Ben and I have been using. And the studies suggest that having good oral health, like from a toothbrush like Quip, can improve your overall health. And yet, a lot of people today aren't brushing their teeth properly, but with Quip, you can start doing so today. This is a new company that's refreshing the way that people brush their teeth. You know why? Because it's electronic toothbrush that packs premium vibrations and timer features into an ultra slim design that is half the cost of the bulkier brushes. You know, the brushes that you have to plug in the bathroom and you have to put them on the stand.
Jeez, hate those.
Ugh, I know. It's basically like an Apple designed toothbrush, but it's without that big price tag. You have to see it and brush with it yourself to really understand. Have you been using yours, Ben? I've been using mine the past 2 days, and my mouth actually feels a lot cleaner.
Yeah, I no longer have that just insane buildup on my tongue and teeth. You know, I just every day I just have the tartar and the yellow, and Quip has wiped it all away.
They come in beautiful colors, too. Rose gold, silver. I love that. It's a stylish toothbrush because I brush my teeth like 6 times a day.
Do you get one, too, Amy?
I mean, I bought one, but yeah. They give you to you guys for free, but I bought it because I am obsessed with brushing my teeth. I brush it literally.
Yeah,
if I eat anything,
yeah.
I brush it. So this thing is amazing because it's also small.
It is, and it feels really light. I know that sounds really stupid, but sometimes I hate with my old electric toothbrush just like holding it and like really moving it in and out of my mouth. And this is getting really
No, because they're
explicit.
Not expensive. I bought mine, and it's, and what is it, like $25?
Yeah, it's only $25, and you can subscribe to receive new brush heads on a 3-month plan, and it's just $5 to subscribe for that. And it includes free shipping. You can go to GetQuip, that is GetQuip.com/AlmostFamous to get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. It is GetQuip.com/AlmostFamous. Check it out. Highly recommend this toothbrush.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Ashley, in all seriousness, all joking aside, I actually have used it. I used it last night for the first time preparing for today. And
preparing for today?
You got to test out the products you're supporting. I don't want to try to sell somebody something I don't like. And I actually really like it. The big thing is, you know how when you brush your teeth with a larger, bulkier brush, there's buildup that gets kind of on the outside of it. And like it's hard to keep clean. The Quip, I literally brush my teeth, rinse the whole thing off in the sink, and it looks like it's brand new, which makes me feel better about myself and more hygienic and not as embarrassed if anybody would ever see my toothbrush. So if you want to keep yourself from being embarrassed, get a Quip toothbrush today for many, many reasons. Hey, Ashley, I don't know if we're able to get Nick on the line.
We weren't, but we do have another guest. He is the star of Who the Heck Are You this week? Ben, say it correctly.
Who the heck are you?
It's Vinny Vinsane.
Hey, Vinny Vinsane. Who the heck are you?
Damn, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing you guys are pulling me off of this segment or a bad thing. Jeez.
Vinny, last week when we knew that we were going to have you for this segment, we basically were like, well, this is silly. Everybody knows who Vinny is. But Vinny, I can tell you this. I forget your real last name. Vinny Ventura?
Ventura.
Ventura. Well, yeah. It's just Vinsane for me now because that is your
That's
DJ
it,
name.
I'm down with that.
Okay, so people do know who you are. We've watched you in your little exploration of life over the last year and a half now. But for all the listeners out there that do need a little catch up on your life, and feel free to give a little shameless plug to whatever you're doing today. How do people know you, and how would they know you today?
Well, Ben, first of all, nice to meet you, man. I never met you in person.
Whoa,
dude.
That's weird.
Nice to meet you too.
Well, I was on. I got introduced to the Bachelor world and. On JoJo's season, made it about halfway through there, and then, life took over. I went on Paradise, season 3, I believe it was, and had a little mix up in a relationship with Izzy, and I kind of went home early, and then the tide took me back out and brought me back in on last season of Paradise. So I was with that whole, that season with the controversy and stuff like that. So, and now I'm just, traveling the world, DJing, doing what I loved. At the time when I went on the first show, I was also a barber. I was cutting hair, and I kind of lost my passion for it. So I just wanted to follow my dream and, tour the world and nightclubs and travel and meet new people. So that's what I've been doing since then.
Hey, Vinny, meeting new people and traveling so much and having bachelor groupies. Do you have any crazy fan experiences? Like, I know you're no NSYNC, but anybody ever try to, sneak into your room service? Trey?
Well, there's always little situations where you start returning to the same cities, and then when you leave, you're like, wow, this one girl kept staring at me and really awkwardly all night. And then you go back there the next year and that same girl is there, so you're like, all right, well, this is not a that wasn't just a one-time thing. This is starting to become a coincidence. So I don't do good with those people that lurk in the corner. If you want to come out to see me, just strike up a conversation, and I don't do well when people just take a picture of me rather than with me. Mm-hmm. I always find that a little awkward. Like you're like a animal in a cage. So I always kind of break the ice and be like, listen, let's take a picture together. Like, I don't want you taking a picture of me. That's just kind of weird.
What's the best way for a girl at one of your shows to get your attention?
One time I was in LA, actually last month. And I guess she wrote on her phone, she wrote, "You are daddy." And I put her phone number right up to my face, right when I was DJing. I thought that was pretty clever.
What does that mean?
Wait, what?
No, time out, guys. I need my second here because this brings up a great point. It just came up with me this weekend. What in the heck does somebody calling me daddy mean? Please explain this.
I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty vague thing. Maybe they need a father figure. Maybe they just want to be dominated as daddy. I don't know.
I mean, so some girl comes up to you and she's obviously attracted to you and she calls you, "You are daddy. Here's my number." Like for me, I get a very protective mindset. Then it's like, if you refer to me as your father figure, I want to care for you and look out for you. I don't want you hitting on me. That just makes things weird.
It does make it a little awkward. I guess I could see it from your angle. I think in that situation, I don't know. I think she just wanted to call me daddy. And I don't know if it was in a nurturing way or in some other kind of way.
All right. Well, we need everybody out there listening to the Almost Famous podcast right now to tweet at us, at Ashley and I, and at Vinny, and let us know what in the heck you mean when you call somebody daddy in the most appropriate way possible, please.
Hey, Vinny, which bachelor girl who you haven't dated on the show yet would you want to call you daddy?
Which girl?
That's a great question.
Call me daddy. That is a great question. I got to think about this. I don't know if we got enough time for this.
No, we'll wait. We'll see.
This is a good one.
We're good at awkward times. Feel free.
Call me daddy.
And the anticipation continues to grow.
Come on. You're just trying to be careful now.
That's the problem. I don't know.
I'm just going to give you a little word of advice. You can fail and really mess up on this show, and people are going to care for just a little bit of time. So you're okay. Just say it. Apologize later.
No, I think somebody that I missed on Paradise that I thought was pretty cute was Daniel L.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are we shipping this one, Ashley?
No. Vinny, my cousin wanted to date you so bad, but she's in not, I really wouldn't say that she's mentally in the space to start a relationship with one of my friends. So I didn't give you her number.
You don't want her, you don't want her calling me daddy. Is that what you're saying?
She's gorgeous, former model. Just don't think I want to, put you in that position right now.
Okay. Maybe one day.
But one day. Yeah. Next time you have a Jersey show.
Thanks for hyping him up, Ashley. Way to get him excited about that.
What the hell?
I'd happily send you a picture of her, and you can decide whether or not you want a lot of text messages coming your way.
I got this gorgeous friend who has such a sweet and big heart, and she has such a good
personality,
and the best morals, and all she wants is to care for somebody and to have somebody care for her back. But and she really likes you, and she finds you very attractive, but I'm not going to do it. it's just not worth it right now.
No, really.
Here, I'm going to send you a picture right now. And it's really funny.
Up there for me. Jesus.
Vinny, I got a couple questions for you. Okay, so one is, I asked this question a few weeks ago to Daniel when he came on the podcast. I've seen these videos that you put out there, and I asked him, just out of my own curiosity, is do you have somebody literally following you around with a video camera at all times of your life?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say all sides of my life. Usually when I have a big month planned out where I have shows like, three times a weekend, I have one of my buddies down here in South Florida. He's been kind of filming me since about 2014 with all like my, actually probably early 2012, but filming a lot of my bigger gigs. At first it kind of was just, I wanted to make little short, little promo videos just to show people that, what I can do at a nightclub. I can show my my personality, that I'm not just a DJ, that I'm not just pressing buttons. So I like these videos to kind of show more of who I am as an overall person. And then, once I had him filming me for about 3 years now, I was like, listen, I want to turn all this footage into like a mini documentary of how, I was, DJing some of the smaller venues, and then I went on a reality show, and then how my life has changed from that, trials and tribulations. And so I just want to kind of get all the footage that I can, and then hopefully within another year, kind of put out like a little short, documentary of maybe even adding my upbringing in there, and then to now, current times. So it kind of, so to answer your question, maybe 60% of the time when I am traveling, my buddy Jared is with me. He's a good friend of mine, so that makes it easier to just act natural on camera. So, yeah.
Has it been good? I mean, has it been good for your career to kind of highlight that?
Yeah, it has. Like I said, sometimes it's hard when you go on a reality show. They think that you're just, pulling like a Paris Hilton, and now you're just trying to be a DJ. But, I've been working in nightclubs and DJing and, putting together events since probably 2007. So that's why I want to do this, just to show people that I am just a pretty cool person to hire to have at your nightclub, that I'm not just showing up for appearance, but I can also get the party going. Has helped those little promotional videos.
Speaking of that, what artists really get the party going?
I would have to say, I mean, even for myself, I think Drake is always the go-to move. If you want like a hip hop song,
Hotline Bling. Bling.
That'll always get people going. And then now, I think that song that all the girls is that the Cardi B song. Was it Kodak Yellow, Kodak Black? I forgot the name of it.
If you were to think about Ashley and I in your club, it was just the two of us. We're in the middle of the dance floor, and you're the DJ, and you needed to get us going. When you think of Ashley and I, what song do you play?
Thank you.
I think Ashley loves that new Taylor Swift song because I've seen her sing it in her Snapchat like every day.
Thank you. Thank you. I perform it quite well. Right, Ben? You saw me doing my thing on the boat.
She can sing it, and she has no shame. You know what Ashley likes to do, and it just makes me feel so awkward inside. she likes to sing it in her camera. Like, she puts her camera to her face, and she sings, and she, like, kind of does this, like, posing thing as she sings. She knows all the words, and so it kind of looks like a music video when you watch it back. It's something I could never pull off. I can't imagine even doing that and how I would look doing it. And Ashley can make it work, but when you watch it happen, it's hard.
Only to Taylor. You have to do the lips and the pause and and like looking to the side and like kind of squinting your eyes a little bit. And
I can see
I'm
it
doing
right
it right now. Not that you guys can see it.
It's so weird.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Oh my gosh. Right. I hate every second of this.
Well, wait, what about Ben? You got to answer the last question about what will you play for Ben?
Ben? Oh man, Ben. Oh, I'm going out on a limb here. I would have to kind of go with like one of the classic songs that everybody knows. Maybe like a classic rock song. Like, shout through the heart and you're too late.
That's weird.
Like,
that'd be great. I love that song. That's such a good song. It really gets me going, too. It really gets me going. Man, that's weird that you said that. Hey, going back to Bachelor in Paradise, have you fallen in love on Paradise?
Have I fallen in love? I wouldn't say that I was 100% in love, but I can definitely see that I was heading in the right direction last time I was there. Yeah.
You mean last summer with Izzy?
Yeah, last summer with Izzy, yeah.
Oh, such an unfortunate situation, but I think you probably grew from it. You learned a lot about yourself and relationships.
Yeah, I think I was just leaving as you were coming in.
No. I was there for a little while with you, and I told you that if Wells wasn't going to come in, that I was going to give you my rose.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you know we were talking about that card earlier? Let's talk about Ashley.
No, that I told him. I was like, I know that it's not going very well for you, and it's not going very well for me. So if the guy that I think is really cute doesn't walk in, then my rose is yours.
Thanks. You know, secondhand rose.
I'm realizing, she's great. I hear great things about her. I haven't got to know Izzy very well, but Izzy was on the season of The Bachelor that I was a part of.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Right.
I didn't get to know her well, but I think from everything I hear and from everybody that knows her, it just sounds like she's an awesome person, which again reiterates my thought that those women that were on my season of The Bachelor were a crazy good group of women.
I agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
Vinny, we are out of time, but we really appreciate you coming and explaining your job and who the heck you are beyond this franchise.
That is who I am.
If you're ever DJing in Denver, let me know. I'll come out and I'll head bop and groove and move to any music you're playing.
That sounds good, Ben. Thanks, bro.
All right, man.
Bye.
See you guys.
Well, you know what you do when you're about to hit the club. You go shopping.
Do you? I don't think I go shopping. maybe because I'm just too lazy. But Ashley, I know that you really, really enjoy the stores.
You know, sometimes. I know where to go. And one of the places that I know to go is La Tote. Because they help me be more fashionable, but they help me because they have these stylists. The one-time box is full of stylist-selected fashion that is handpicked for you. And you just, like, let them know through this little question and answer what your personal style is. And they conveniently deliver these outfits right to your door. Their personal stylists find looks that you're going to love in all the styles and sizes that are going to fit you just right. So you're going to order a box of personalized fashion whenever you want. It's $20 for a styling fee, and then they apply this fee to anything you decide that you want in the box. It's super easy. So you're going to go to latote.com/select. That is LETOTE.com/select to start. Enter our promo code, which is almost famous, at checkout, and they're going to give you $25 of purchase credit and waive the styling fee for your first box. Once you sign up, you'll receive your stylist-selected box within just days. So keep the items you love, return the rest unworn, and you'll be charged for the pieces that you keep. Just the pieces that you keep. So enter our code ALMOSTFAMOUS and feel fab with stylist selected fashion that is delivered right to your door.
I could use it. I really could use it. And that's the thing is, Ashley, we joked about it earlier with Quip, but when Ashley and I promote a spot on here or a brand, we have used these. We do appreciate them. We do think they're high-quality products. You know, everywhere from FabFitFun, who has been a huge sponsor to us, to Quip, to Latote, BioClarity, all the ones that we're doing today, we actually really believe in these products. We're not just doing it because you know, I guess they're paying for it. We really care about them. So please go out there, consider purchasing. And if you do, use Almost Famous because it helps us out. And we'll help you. We'll scratch your back if you scratch ours. Hey, moving into one of our favorite segments, one that we skim over a lot, and we don't want to do that anymore. We really do care about the emails that you're writing into us. We've been reading through emails and emails and emails over the last couple of weeks, and we've pulled out just a couple today to talk about. And so, Ashley, with that, I want to lead you into pointing out some of these emails that we think really stand out.
Okay. The first one is from Sophia. Hi, Ben and Ashley. I like to think I have a decent head on my shoulders, and I'm not one to over-exaggerate or get too ahead of myself. So I don't understand why some guys feel the need to hide their feelings or just ghost. To give an example, I recently came back into contact with a coworker. We actually matched on Bumble. We met up for drinks and dinner one night, and we had a great time. And that was that. We left with the exchange of a side hug and him saying, yeah, let's do it again sometime. Side hug? Sometime? Ugh. Did I do something wrong here? Since that happy hour slash dinner, I haven't heard from him. I know, Ben, you are recently single and probably not approaching the dating scene so much, but I would really enjoy hearing an episode on how you deal with this dating culture we're living in. Ashley, I'm curious as to how you go about meeting people. Do you deal with the ghosting and lack of communication as well? Sophia.
What a good email. There's
such
a lot
to
unpack in this email. Yeah, okay. Well, let's spend some time here, and let's not hesitate. So let's start with the first couple sentences there. Why do guys feel like they have to ghost? Let's not just make this about guys. Let's make it about guys and girls, because I think it goes both ways.
Yeah.
We need to talk about it in a universal sense. So here's the deal. I don't understand this, but I do it myself. I've done it in the past. I mean, I guess I don't know today what I do in situations like this, because I haven't really started to step back out there yet. I would like to believe that I'm mature enough now and confident enough to say when something's not going well to stand up and say it. But again, I can't promise that because in the past, through college and even after college, I did ghost. I would go on a date and I would, instead of wanting to hurt the person's feelings by saying, hey, I'm just not into you, I would just disappear. So maybe they thought I disappeared. I want to believe it comes from a place of just not having the courage to be confrontational and also not wanting to hurt somebody because you know they don't deserve to be hurt.
It usually doesn't come from a bad place. It does come from a place of not wanting to hurt the other person. A lot of people will argue it hurts more to be ghosted. I have a ghosting segment on my I Don't Get It podcast where we confront ghosters with their ghosties, but by doing that segment, I've learned what I feel is the definition of ghosting. And I don't feel like going on one date and then never hearing from the person again is the definition of ghosting. I think ghosting happens when you're having a rapport with someone and it spanned over at least weeks. I don't think going on one date and then never hearing from that person again is ghosting. That's just a date that you're just not supposed to be with that person.
And in today's culture too, I mean, and we'll move down to the bottom of this paragraph or this email with this, but in today's culture, it's really hard to ghost, I would assume. You know, back, what was it, 4 years ago when I was in the dating scene, I mean, I haven't really like gone back out in the dating scene in 4 years, social media wasn't as big a thing. And so you could kind of disappear. You could turn off your Instagram or whatever. Now, you're going to be able to find that person. I'm going to find you. Like, and that's true. Like, they can really find you.
Ben, how do you feel? Okay, so I don't think I'm ghosting this person. I don't think I'd be ghosting this person, but how? I don't know. You let me know. So I went on this date with a guy like in July. Haven't gone on a date since July. This guy, I felt nothing with, like just nothing. It seemed forced, like just the hour seemed forced to me.
Yeah.
And of course I show disinterest or just not disinterest, but just neutrality or whatever. And he will just keep texting me every couple weeks being like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And I keep saying like, oh, sorry, I can't do it. I'm busy. And the thing is, like, I usually am busy. Why aren't they getting the hint? Is that ghosting to just keep saying, hey, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it, by me not like saying, hey, sorry, didn't feel anything?
No, I don't think it's ghosting at all. I mean, I think at some point you might want to confront it, right? I mean, he obviously still believes there's something. He's still confused. But it also sounds like he's not very self-aware and he's not very aware of the situation.
Yeah.
I don't find that to be inappropriate. The one thing I think that gets confusing with all of this is when it starts to hurt somebody else, right? So you go on one date. A date's a date. It's to discover, it's to explore, it's to figure out if you want to go on that next date. Now, if the other person isn't showing a common interest in going that next date, I personally believe to let it go at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's only going to cause trouble if you keep pushing and you keep prodding, you keep texting, and you keep trying to find your way into their life. It sounds like what this guy's doing to you.
It's really mild. I'm just saying that I feel bad because I feel like he should be getting the hint by now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at some point, if you feel like if you feel kind of convicted, I don't think it's wrong for you to approach him and just say, hey, you know, this isn't working. I think you're great. But if we were to hang out, it would send you the wrong message. And I don't want to send you the wrong message because that would just get stickier in the end. And so with that, I mean, the question is really, and I know you walk a very thin line here, but you do it really well, is you have a lot of friends that are men and that are male. And so, you know, if you don't see this becoming a friendship, then there really is no purpose, or you don't have to hang out with this guy. It would just send the wrong message to him.
How do you feel about people that you go on dates with them becoming a friend? I just don't need that. Like, does that sound bad? Like, I have a lot of friends. If I went on a date with you and you wanted it to be romantic, like, I don't think that's a smart thing for me to hang out with you again just to be friends.
I'm real torn on this topic. You are hitting a hot button with me. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I need to be so much more hard to get, and so do you, Ashley.
I know. I feel like I am growing up. I think I'm growing up a little bit.
So do you, Ben.
Ben, what do you think? I mean, how do you deal with that friendship with somebody that you kind of would want to date?
I think it's all scenario based. And so, for example, I have a family that I grew up with that had two daughters that were similar to my age and a son, and we were all very close. They're like my brothers and sisters, and I love them. Like, I absolutely love them, and they're beautiful people. They're not only physically beautiful, but they're just beautiful human beings. And we were friends, and we always were friends. And there never was, you know, I kind of look back at this point in my life, and I look back on that and think, well, it was pretty impressive that we all were friends for our whole lives, that there was never any romantic feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, for example, those two girls felt like sisters to me, but they also feel like friends to me. And so that is a very important friendship to me. It's a very important friendship to me, and I will always have them as friends. But then I look at scenarios where, like, we've talked about before, like ex-girlfriends, and can I be friends with your exes? And I think you can be, but I think it does add this little bit of, there's just always going to be that little bit of tension. There's always going to be that little bit, can we really just be friends? And what happens on the perfect night when we're out together? Will something happen that will spark something up again? And as long as you're single, I think that's appropriate world to play in is, are we friends? Are we not? Do we have feelings? Do we not? But my buddies and I talk about this all the time. As soon as you enter into a relationship, that has to be cut off because it's no longer healthy or appropriate or beneficial or mature of you to keep friendships like that, because it just adds temptation, and you have to set boundaries, because long term that's only going to affect and mess with your mind. So I think it's scenario based.
I think it's scenario based too.
And this is a great, so I want to move on here to the final piece of this email, and then we'll jump to a new email, but this is such a good email.
We've gotten so far in the weeds.
And the question to me was, how am I approaching the dating scene, or how would I navigate dating in this culture? And then they asked you, Ashley, how do you go about meeting people? And so let's answer this as quickly as possible. For me, I don't exactly know yet, but how I would imagine it going is this. So there's these expectations. This is where I struggle. All right, I'm going to get into I feel like I open up in my insecurities on this podcast way too often, and then I get emails from people feeling really bad and sad for me, and you shouldn't.
No.
I'm doing pretty well. But this is an insecurity of mine. And I don't want you to go, no, Ashley, I definitely don't want you to respond when I say this, like, oh, no, that's not true.
Okay.
Don't diminish my insecurity.
Okay.
I think in this world, I never feel cool enough to date somebody because of the social media pressures out there, right? So everybody portrays these lives on social media. They're hiking, they're camping, they're traveling the world, they're eating the best foods, they're always out with their friends, you know, doing boomerangs of tipping mimosas up and down. And, you know, guys are taking shirtless pictures with the perfect lighting after they've oiled their bodies down, so they look real nice and real ripped. And I see this stuff, and I know that it's all the perfect image getting displayed, and it's not the true image getting displayed, mm-hmm. but it's still, and I can't imagine for somebody that's younger than me, who hasn't been through it, that hasn't fallen in love, that hasn't built a strong foundation in their life on their faith, I can't imagine how much this can affect them. Because for me, even as I'm starting to enter back in the dating world, I never feel like any woman is going to sit down to dinner with me and go, wow, I'm lucky to be sitting at dinner with you because you're pretty great and I would love to explore life with you. That is a big insecurity. And I know it rings deep, but I do think a lot of it is because of the pressures that we see to be perfect and to live the coolest, best life now on social media. And I don't know how to get past that.
I won't belittle your insecurity. I won't even respond to it if you don't want me to. But you know it's ridiculous, right?
Well, no.
You know that you live like such an exciting life.
Oh,
like,
I know.
You're the last person to be able to say that.
That's another thing is that's why I feel terrible for the, like, I do live a great life. I live a very exciting life. My life is constantly moving and grooving with great things happening to it. I'm meeting amazing people and I'm able to do great things, but I can't imagine if this was me 4 years ago when I was not doing these things, how down and out I might feel. And I think that's a sad part about social media, or just the pressures of the dating culture today. I guess that's where it comes from. Is the question was, how do I deal with dating in this culture today? I think that's the negative part of dating in this culture today. I think the positive part is that you're able to now get to know people better via social media, because you can get to, like, explore their Instagram page, their Twitter page, their Facebooks before you go on these dates and get to know what they're interested in. So you're going into the dates a little bit prepared. But I wrote a blog piece on Mahogany Workplace that was like, don't set expectations too high. You know, don't try to get to know them too much. So anyways, to answer it in short, it's a hard time to date, but it also, I think, can be an exciting time to date. And I would like to believe that when you finally meet that person, they're going to know you so well and be able to kind of explore life with you so well, and you're going to be able to document life so well that dating them is going to be a blast. I want to believe that. I believe that's coming up for me. We'll just see when it happens.
Well, I want to do like a PSA for all the younger kids out there. Like, yeah, I'm not like super affected by social media, but I'm like concerned about high schoolers out there who are so influenced by these curated personalities, like this facade that people put out there. And just like, that's not real life, guys. And you shouldn't have to feel like you have to compete with like all these filters and all these like crazy things that people put out there. I just can't even imagine how hard it must be feel to be accepted in this weird image focused world that we live in as somebody who's like not fully developed yet.
I agree. I mean, I thought about it last night, Ashley, and then I want to hear how you're meeting people today. You know, I was cleaning out my sink. I had just shaved and I had a bunch of hair that had like, you know how you get it in the bottom of your sink and you can't get it out. And it was like stuck to the side. So I was like scrubbing it and trying to find ways to get it out. I was like, this is the picture that we need, because that's about 90% of my life is literally in some way scrubbing hair out of something. It's not going on these beautiful festivals.
Caitlin does this thing that she calls real beauty. Becca posted something like that. I posted something like that with just like straight up no makeup, no filters. I try to do that every now and again just to make people be like, no, seriously. Like the way that we look when we're at events is not the way we look when we wake up. I did that this week. Like, you know, I just think it's good to like keep it real. You're keeping
keep it real. Ashley, how are you meeting people today?
Yeah, sorry. We're like so off topic.
No, it's good. It's good. I think it's relatable, and I do think it's coming from a place that you and I both talk about off air, and it should be communicated to the listeners out there, because our lives can look fun and they can look exciting, and they are. I have a great life.
They're the best. Like I'm obsessed with my life right now. I'm so happy. Like I'm actually at this place where like I drive around sometimes and I'm like, I'm so happy. This is what happiness is.
Windows down. Ashley's hair was blowing in the wind. Ashley, how are you meeting dudes today?
Well, I haven't gone on a date in a long time because, like, I just don't want to. They're so not fun, Ben. I really don't like going out on first dates. I really just want God to drop the man into my lap and then I can date him. I don't want to go on all these dates to meet someone that I think I could date. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that horrible for me to say?
No, I don't think it's bad for you to say at all. I mean, I think it's the place in life you're at, and you should accept that time and know that whatever is going on in your life and your heart and your character right now is beneficial and good. Don't force yourself into dating.
That's one of the
most dangerous things you could do. There's a lot of options out there, Ashley, and we all appreciate options in our life. And one thing that has a ton of options is our favorite little box. It's the Fab Fit Fun box. I want to tell you about this box because it does have options, not only for beauty, fashion, fitness, wellness. for every season of your life. So here's the deal. All products are full size, and you pay $49.99 each season, but they guarantee a value of at least $200 per box. Let me repeat that. So you're going to pay $49.99 a box, but the value inside the box is $200. It's a pretty good deal. Here's a list of some of the products in the editor's box. All customers who receive the box will get a Summer and Rose Black Foldover Clutch, Sterling Forever Wishbone Necklace, a Spongel Body Wash Infused Buffer, and French Lavender. Okay? You're going to get a bunch of things. You're going to get a lip kit, which I don't even know what that is, but it sounds amazing. You're going to get body oils, which sound like a great evening. And you're going to get Himalayan Pink Salt, which I hear what, if you sit around it or something, it's supposed to make you feel better. I don't know what you do with any of this stuff. This seems like Ashley's
It'll drain world. The toxins from your body.
Perfect. It's going to drain the toxins from your body. So just what I'm reading there, you're going to be able to oil your body down. You're going to be able to drain the toxins out, and you're going to be able to make your lips look real beautiful. To me, that's a $200 value in itself. So here's the call to action. All of this for just $49.99. But for you, because we care about you and FabFitFun cares about you, it's even less. So go to FabFitFun.com and use our promo code, AlmostFamous. That's AlmostFamous to get $10 off the editor's box. FabFitFun.com. And don't forget, not only for Ashley and I, but for everybody else out there, use the promo code AlmostFamous and get $10 off your box. That's okay. Fab, that's fit, and that's fun.
Ben?
Yeah.
Can I continue with my rant?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so I had Siggy Flicker on my other podcast this week, and she gave me this advice that really just stressed me out. My dad always used to say, like, when you're doing your thing and you have your career rolling, that's when you'll meet somebody organically. And I was like, that's a lovely way of thinking about it. That's what I'm going to do. Because we live very social lives, right, Ben? And I don't know about you, but I really do need my alone time, like, to just decompress. I'm an introvert extrovert in the way that, like, when I'm out and about, I'm very, like, friendly and outgoing. But I do need my alone time to recharge. So the last thing I want to do at the end of the day is going on like a socially exhausting first date. So I always just hope that I would meet him organically, but she made it seem like I need to go and like kind of like make it almost like a job. Like I have to go on at least one first date a week. And I'm like, really? The past three dates that I've gone on over the summer, and because I have taken a little bit of a break of caring, because I like to think of my dad's motto, I'm going to find him organically doing the things that I love to do. But these are how I met the past three dates. One, met organically. That was the guy that I liked the most. Two, went on a Hinge date, and that was just straight up horrid. Three, it was a setup, and that setup was the one where I said I didn't feel any chemistry, and it was hard to keep a conversation for just an hour.
Okay, so perfect. So, I mean, we have the traditional, organic. We have an app date who, you know, is becoming pretty traditional. I have a lot of friends and a lot of people I know that have met on through a dating app of some kind. And so at the end of this, I think all of us out there who are dating are trying and doing the best we can. So there's not these, I think that's the one thing that always gets in my mind is, are there secret ways at which people are meeting people that I'm missing out on? Like, am I just not aware of this super cool little nightclub that everybody goes to and everybody falls in love at? Or is there this like secret television show out there that everybody seems to want to go on to fall in love and end up meeting people and getting married and having babies? Like, where am I missing the mark? And I think the truth is for everybody out there listening, you aren't missing the mark. You're right on target. You're doing the right things. Your heart's open. If you're ready and you're interested, I can't promise you that you'll meet somebody. I don't want to do that. That's not the promise I can give you. I can promise you, though, that the pursuit is in the right direction if you're ready and if you're putting yourself out there. And that's the only thing you can do.
Okay. Well, Sophia, I'm sorry that your date didn't go super well, but don't worry about it. You guys just, you weren't meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, you should have known with the side hug. You got to go pelvis to pelvis. Really get in there. Don't go side hug. Actually, we got more emails coming up. I want to hit up one more email here at least from one of our listeners and try to respond.
Okay, this one I think is really important. Hi, Ben and Ashley. I am interested in knowing what happens to everyone's original jobs they had before going on the show. I just find it disappointing that these regular, normal, everyday working individuals prior to the show, and then they go on to find love, and then they never get back to their true normal life without having a celebrity status after the show. Anna. Anna.
Yeah, you quit and you do social media. I don't know what she's talking about. Sounds like a great idea to me.
I have so many feelings on this. One, nothing frustrates me more than people commenting under our pictures on social media saying, you really have to go get a job. I'm like, okay, I guess this podcast, I guess my I Don't Get It podcast, I guess the correspondent work that I do for Access Hollywood, I guess that me hosting at Clever News, that's not a real job. Like my four real jobs, they guess they don't count because they're in media and because I went to broadcasting school. Like, I have my master's in broadcasting. This is my job. And just because it's fun doesn't mean it's not a job.
I mean, I don't know why people complain about this. I think there is a little bit of a sellout factor. Like, if you start promoting products that you don't believe in and that you don't like, then I think that's wrong. But here's the deal. A lot of the comments that you're getting, Ashley, or that I get, are happening about 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, which is about at the core of the work week. All right. I mean, this is a Wednesday. I just want to know what these people are doing with their lives. And all the, you know, we could go through all the jobs we have. I still have my full-time job. I still love my full-time job. I get to do some cool stuff on the side. It doesn't really matter, honestly. And I think that's the part that's the most frustrating to everybody out there that has to take this like, criticism of go get a job. Why are you just famous now? Well, shoot, yeah. Maybe these people have a platform now and they can use it to either do what they've always wanted to do or try to use it for good.
Right. And I think Jade has a really good point when she explains selling out and how many ads she and Tanner do. She's like, well, my house, my beautiful house was built on this and I'm providing like the most loving, wonderful life for my daughter. And right now we are just we have a college fund for her, which is almost done. And like, we are providing the best life for our kids. And like, we're going to just keep doing it.
And I think this is the thing. And this isn't something we need to keep expounding on. I think I've worked for 5 years and I still sit in a cubicle and I still have a computer in front of me and I still love my Excel spreadsheets. And I do still with myself even get frustrated with the idea that I could post a picture on Instagram and make a lot of money doing it and be able to support myself so I don't have to sit behind a cubicle all the time. And that's not a bad idea. It is a weird idea. And I understand why it can be frustrating to see people do that. So here's where I get frustrated. And here's where the change happens. I really don't care if Ashley or if Jade or if Tanner, if these people are posting products on their social media and they're making money from it and that's what they're doing to survive. That's a great thing. And like Jade said, she's able to support her family from it. What I care about.
But also at the same time, Tanner has a great job and he makes a lot of money from his job.
He has a fine, yes.
Supplemental income.
So my point is this. It's what you're doing with it. Are you doing good with it? You've been given so much. You've been handed so much. You've literally gone on a show and we've became entertainers for whatever reason, which is an awesome thing. And I hope everybody out there listening and that watches The Bachelor has really enjoyed kind of watching our stories unfold because they are our stories. But now to all the entertainers out there, my call to action is, what are you doing with it? Are you just making money? Are you just posting pictures? Do you just drive the nicest car now? Do you just buy the bigger house? Do you wear the nicest clothes? Or are you giving back? Are you saying, hey, thank you all for what you've given me. Now it's my time to give something else. And that's what my call is. So go make your money. Go post your pictures. Go support products. Go out there and shake hands and kiss babies for appearances. But at the end of the day, make sure that you can sleep at night because something good is coming out of it.
This is how I think about it. So say I go post an ad. I'm able to live off the ad so that I can put together this charity event that's going to raise like hundreds of times more than what I got for that ad for charity. And same with you, Ben. Now you can go, you do this podcast. You do ads during the podcast. And now you're able to go take time off and go to Honduras.
That's right. And then go buy Generous Coffee because I need you to help me get out of my job. So, hey, with that, BioClarity. So one part about looking good is having good skin. That's one thing Ashley, you know, has talked about often. I talk about often. Actually, last night I had something pop up in my face. I said hi to it, and it's no longer there this morning because of BioClarity. Okay, here's the deal. BioClarity is delivered straight to you and is an easy as twice daily three-step system, and it's natural without harsh chemicals. BioClarity helps you maintain clear skin that makes you feel confident and ready to take on your day. BioClarity is suitable for all skin types, fair, medium, and light.
It not is just that oily and dry.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
I didn't know. I just it is dermatologist developed, tested, and recommended. BioClarity is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, gluten-free, and paraben-free.
And it's a three-step system to get clear skin. First, you're going to cleanse with the rich foaming facial cleanser that removes dirt, oil, and environmental pollutants. Then you're going to treat, and that stuff is going to penetrate your pores and attack the bacteria that causes acne, and it's going to clear it up if you have any. Then you're going to use the Restore Gel that leaves your skin feeling smooth and refreshed. Our listeners are going to get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code, which is FAMOUS. Also, there's new pretty packaging. It may not look like the same BioClarity when you get it in the mail, but it actually is. And we've been getting so many tweets from you guys saying that you've been buying BioClarity because of us. So we want to know what kind of results you're getting. So tweet us about how it's working for you.
BioClarity is leading a revolution of good skin, and the Almost Famous podcast is to blame. All right. So this topic, like I said, has really, really affected me over the last few months. It makes me feel awkward inside in all sorts of ways. We have to get some callers out there, and we're asking the question, is it okay or do you call your boyfriend daddy? Right now we have a couple of callers on the line. Ashley, who are they?
We got Carol from Ontario, Canada.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, gosh. No problem.
Hey, Carol.
So what do you think? Is it creepy or is it fine?
I think in the right context, it can be slipped in and it's okay.
Wait. In the right context, it can be what and it's okay?
Like slipped in. Like in a joking way, it could be like, oh, daddy, you know?
Like, I wish you could see my facial expression right now.
Oh, trust me, I'm probably just as bad.
See, maybe it's not okay for me because, like, my dad's number in my phone, it says daddy. Like, I just call my dad daddy half the time.
No.
Yeah, it will definitely not work for you then. But I think if you're calling your dad father, then it might, you know, if you just kind of slip in, ooh, daddy, then I think it'll be okay.
Oh, no. I'm so uncomfortable.
Carol,
but
wait, hold up. I got to ask you. So when you, okay, so if you slip in the daddy and you get it and you sell it, right, and he's okay with it, how long do you have to wait to kiss him afterwards before it's no longer awkward?
I mean, I think you want to move in right away.
Oh, come on, Carol. Carol, you're better than that.
The awkward silence will make it 10 times worse. You need to fill it with something.
Does your significant other enjoy it?
I don't think he likes it particularly, but I think sometimes it surprises him. So it's like, oh, wow, you know?
Hey, things are getting weird.
Let me ask you this. Oh, no.
Ashley and Carol, I call my girlfriend mommy?
No. Oh, God, no.
Ew. Okay. Now I'm mad. If you can call your boyfriend's daddy, I want to be able to call my girlfriend's mommy.
I mean, if she's okay with it, whatever floats your boat, but I don't think that's a societal norm.
Okay, well, I can do, like, I like a little Latin flair, and I'm, like, all about, like, the mommy or the papi. Like, that's cute.
Yes.
I'm into that.
Ashley, I spent a lot of time in Latin America, and what you just did there is definitely not Latin.
Okay, well, I'm just going off J-Lo songs.
Yeah, I think I'm totally down for the mommy. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Carol,
I think it's a little different,
Thanks
too.
For calling into this
Thank
today.
You so much.
Yeah.
We have somebody who has quite a bit of explanation on this topic. It's Alyssa from Connecticut.
Yes.
Hey, Alyssa, what is your theory on calling the dude daddy?
So I have like a theory, because with my friends, I will be like, oh, my God, guy's such a daddy. I don't have a boyfriend, so I don't call my boyfriend daddy because he doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's levels of like, you're like, oh, he's such a daddy. I follow some Instagram that posts hot guys that's called like dirty daddies. But
now
like,
dilfs are a whole other thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like when I see a really hot guy, I'm like, oh, my God, he's daddy. Like, I know, Ashley, you love Harry Styles. I just saw him last week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, he's a daddy. Like, with a
okay,
I wouldn't call
I get
him,
that.
I wouldn't call him daddy. But I feel like if I ever actually heard my friends or, like, ever thought to myself, I'm going to call my boyfriend a daddy, like, I would need therapy because that's not normal.
No, okay, so this is where, for I'm going to just throw this out here. And
but you're right.
Question.
Harry Styles is a daddy.
I'll let you two kind of...
He's the exception to life.
Yeah, he's the exception to all things.
So...
Sorry, Ben, go.
No, I just wonder, why is your response, even without a boyfriend, when you're explaining a good-looking guy, why is it daddy? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get down to. I don't even know if I'm okay with people calling each other daddies and mommies yet, because I don't even know what you're meaning by it. Like, what do you mean?
So, I don't... Well, when I hear mommy, I get, like, cringy. But daddy, I feel like... When you think of, like, a DILF, you're like, oh, I want, like, maybe, like, that's your goal. Like, I want to marry a DILF and, like, raise my kids with, like, this amazing guy and be, like, lusting after him always. When maybe we're attributing, sorry, what?
I was going to say, when you think of, like, a celebrity DILF, like, who is it? Who's the ideal DILF?
Oh, my God, there's, like, so many.
See, what pops in my head is...
Ashley, let her answer. I want to hear this.
I know, I'm so bad.
You get too excited.
I was thinking like McDreamy, like Patrick Dempsey, like when I think of daddy.
Wait, I can't believe you just said that. Because Ben, that's what I was just gonna say. And then how weird would have that been? I was just gonna say, like when
I
see deal from my head, I see McDreamy, not Jut.
Exactly.
I can't believe you just
like,
said that.
You have to have. I think that also, honestly, was kind of like the attraction for me to Peter. I was like, oh, he's kind of a daddy.
Okay,
kind of
hold
like,
on. Hold on.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Peter defines DILF to me, and he's not even a dad. He looks
exactly.
So like the
ideal
DILF.
Maybe that's why you say daddy, because it's like, oh, he's hot, and he's going to be a DILF.
Nothing
right
hotter
a
than a guy who is hot and a warm, loving father.
Exactly. Like if I see, I used to work at a smoothie place. I don't anymore. But when I used to see guys come in with their babies, I was like, oh my God, you're 10 times hotter than you would have ever been.
Well, see, we have Easton in the studio. Easton is one of our sound guys and he just got married and he said, hey, does my wedding ring make me look more trustworthy and reliable? And I said,
yes,
100%.
I always say, like, we see wedding rings and we're like, oh, my God, they're so much hotter. But I think it's because we're like, oh, my God, they settled. And, like, they're willing to, like, be that person in our minds. So it's, like, so much more attractive.
Yeah.
But I would never, like, meet Ben and be like, Ben, you're such a daddy. I would, like, say it to my sister. I'd be like, oh, but actually, Ben, I don't think Ben's, like, I'm not being rude, but I don't think look at you as a daddy. But, like, I wouldn't meet Peter and be like, oh, my God, hi, Peter, nice to meet you. You're such a daddy.
But if you and Peter were intimate, would you say, bring it, daddy?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm, like, cringing thinking about that. I don't know. I think I would, like, text my sister or my friends and be like, oh, my God, he's such a daddy. Or he was such a daddy. But I don't know. Maybe in the heat of the moment. But, like, then I feel like I would be like, what did I just say? Sorry, huh? I would turn real awkward.
Okay.
So there's different categories to this. Like, so you'd look at Peter and be like, he's daddy. You'd look at me and be like, oh, he's
a wholesome, handsome one.
He's a wholesome young man who looks like he has head on his shoulders.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to go to church with Ben and like, and Peter's a daddy. No, I'm kidding.
You take Ben home to mom and dad, and you take Peter to bed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh man, my life's good.
Maybe he's the ultimate daddy. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Here's the deal. This is such an interesting topic, and you have been a great caller to us. I need all of the listeners out there to please email us this week at Ashley. What's the email?
It is Ben and Ashley at iheartmedia.com. You guys are always tweeting
us. All of your thoughts, all of your concerns. Please let us know what you think you would call Ashley if you're walking down the street, or what you would call me if you're walking down the street, and who in your life do you refer to as a daddy?
Thank you, Alyssa. That was such a good call. Next week on the podcast, we have Desiree Hartstock talking about her new bridal line.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. This has been a weird podcast. I've had a blast with it. Ashley, you've been awesome. You made me laugh, as usual. Thank you to all listeners out there listening. This has been the Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio. I've been Ben.
And I've been Ashley. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.